Well, a warm welcome along to Sunday's Manchester City update. In a moment, we'll have all the reaction from Pep Guardiola to Saturday's Community Shield defeat at the hands of Leicester City. But before then, an update on the Harry Kane situation as he continues to be heavily linked with a move, of course, to the Etihad. And it looks like Kane will not feature in the opener against City next weekend, not because of any deal, but because of a 5-day isolation period that he has to undertake. The 28-year-old has only just come back from a holiday following England's run, of course, to the final of Euro 2020. He's been in both the Bahamas and in Florida, and both locations are on the English government's amber list, which means that he has to have at least 5 full days quarantine once back in the country. So at the moment, it looks like he's going to have to train on his own until Friday once he passes a COVID test, which gives him less than 72 hours, of course, to prepare for Sunday's visit of City. Hardly ideal preparation, but it also works pretty well, doesn't it, if there was going to be a potential deal between the two clubs. Well, meanwhile, City were beaten in the Community Shield clash with Leicester City at Wembley on Saturday. The big talking point, of course, Jack Grealish came on in the second half to make his debut. Pep Guardiola says he's keen to allow Grealish to express himself this season after what he described as a really good debut against Leicester. Well, Guardiola said, we know him and step by step he will find his best. How can he build a relation with his teammates and not here? Well, it's not a problem. He says he knows Kyle Walker, Raz and Phil, and they're all back tomorrow. We just need to provide him and let him express his quality. He didn't come for 25 minutes. He came for 5 to 6 years. Well, meanwhile, Guardiola was also proud of the way that his weakened team battled against Leicester at Wembley. The likes of teenagers Sam Adosie and Cole Palmer, of course, were handed their opportunities at the home of English football. And Guardiola admitted, I would love to win the game. Congratulations, though, to Leicester for the victory, but the performance was really good at this stage of the season, and to play the young guys was excellent. He went on to add, with a little bit of luck and with better decisions in the final third, we could have scored. But with all the players out, the players who have trained together the last 2 weeks have been exceptional. That's all for now. We'll have more later.